Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC.
What do you want for your little girl? Do you want her to believe in herself? To know she can? Even when it's hard? Even when it seems impossible? How do you want her to see the world? By air? By land? By sea? Would you give her the strength to run against the tide? To be her own knight in shining armor? To be fearless, determined, and bold? Do you want her dreams to have no bounds? Yeah, you can be the greatest,
you can be the best. Well, that's just a taste of Disney's Dream Big Princess ad campaign. It's not only the commercials that they're running that depict Disney princesses interspersed with girls playing soccer and doing all sorts of other things. Kind of a girl power emphasis in the campaign. It also appears to be kind of the driving force of their latest animated features, at least for the last 10 years or so. With that positive view of girl power and of women, has Disney maintained a positive view of boys and of men? We're going to talk about Disney's treatment of boys on this Thursday afternoon. Joining us, Allison Hull. She's a pastor's wife, a mother of four boys in Tomball, Texas. She's author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, "Why Does Disney Hate Boys So Much? Their Male Characters Are Losers." Allison, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you so much for having me.
Disney has that campaign, Dream Big Princess. What's missing from it and from, as you have discovered, much of what Disney produces?
Right. I mean, growing up, I was a girl, obviously, and so I didn't actually notice anything wrong with their princes and any of their boy characters. But having four boys, I have recently figured out that they don't have very many male characters that are strong enough to show my boys as an example of how to live your life.
So are boys simply ignored, or is there a negative view of boys and men?
Most of the boy characters that I have seen in either TV shows or in their movies that have rated big in the box office are mostly bumbling dads who either don't get it or they don't understand what's going on, or they're very controlling dads who try to keep their, you know, princesses down and try to keep them from going and doing and dreaming their dreams. Or there's the opposite. There's the men in there that are the comedic fodder for everything that's going on. And they just really don't stack up against a strong female character.
So I want to come back to the Dream Big campaign in a minute, but give us some examples from, and these are, everybody knows these things, the animated features and the movies. Give us some examples of what you're talking about from the animated features.
Right. So in the 90s, I thought that there were some really strong male characters like Eric from Little Mermaid. He actually sacrifices his life for Ariel. And even the Beast sacrifices his life, again, for Beauty. But when you look at, let's say, Frozen, you have Kristoff, and Kristoff watches as the love of his life sacrifices her life for her sister. And you look at Brave, and Brave doesn't really have a strong male character in it. It's all about the relationship between the mother and the daughter. And the father just kind of plays around and fights with his friends.
So what happened between the 90s and the 2000s? And the 2010s, where these heroic and sacrificial men fall out of the picture and are replaced by idiots?
Well, I would say that there was a big backlash of the feminists who said that you don't really need a man in your life to complete your life or to make your life any better. And so they had all of these princesses who relied on men to save their lives and men to marry. And so they decided, well, let's get rid of all the men. Let's make the women strong and fierce and not to be messed with. And so they made these women strong and courageous, which is amazing and something for women to look up to and girls to look up to. But they have nothing for boys anymore.
You say if boys want something like that, they have to look to inanimate objects. What are you talking about?
That's right. I mean, we have Pixar, which has A Bug's Life. It has Cars. It has Toy Story, Monsters, Inc. All of those have strong male characters that save the world and save their companions, and they're very, very good influences. But they're always inanimate. They're always something that's not a person, a real person that you can look up to. Even The Lion King and even the TV show The Lion Guard is about lions, and it's not about real people.
You also mentioned Moana. What's this one about, and what did you find there?
I was really excited. I'm from Hawaii. I was born in Hawaii, and I was really excited about the Hawaii aspect of it. And so you have two male characters in Moana, and one of them is her father, who has tried to go out into the world and has not succeeded and actually lost a friend. So he keeps her down. He tries to keep her away from the ocean, and he's really just this mean person in her life that just does not want her to succeed. And then you have the demigod, Maui, who really doesn't really care about anyone. He just wants the fame and the glory. And he just, in the end, he tries, but he fails to save humanity. And it's Moana who's the one that's the savior of everyone.
Someone's going to say, well, look, Allison, Disney knows where the money comes from. And the money comes from mothers with small girls. And they're marketing to those young girls. They're marketing to them. That's why there's such an emphasis on women and girl power and things like that. What would your response be?
You know, I understand that. I mean, I was a girl, and I loved the Disney Channel, and I wanted to instill that in my sons, a love of animation, a love of imagination, and I wanted to do that, but If we're looking at TV, if we're looking at movies, there's got to be something out there for boys to look up to. And the only place that I can see is in their rivals and How to Train a Dragon and all of those other counterparts. And even then, those aren't very strong male characters.
And you say it even extends into their adult-oriented features like Star Wars. Disney owns the franchise and has produced two, the kind of the reboot of Star Wars and Rogue One. What did you find in those?
Right. After Disney purchased Star Wars, all of a sudden there's these strong female characters. But in A New Hope, there really isn't a strong male character. Poe is absent from most of that movie. And he would be probably the one that would be a strong male character that the boys would love. And then there's Finn, who He kind of tries, but he just doesn't know how to do it. And so the strong female character is the one who saves everybody, and you know, there is a new hope in her. So I've seen the next one, and I have to say, while there is strong male characters, they all die. So it's kind of hard to look up to someone who's dead.
Another objection might not just be the financial aspect, but, you know, it's about time that we had centuries and centuries of our stories being told with central characters being strong and courageous and admirable men. And now it's time for a little equal time on the part of girls and women.
I definitely can understand that. I want all of the girls to realize that they do have potential and they do have dreams and that they should explore those dreams. But we shouldn't be pushing our boys down, and we shouldn't be pushing our men down and trying to make them less of the equation than they are. We are equals in the sight of our Lord, and so that's how we should be treated in everything.
Let's talk for just a few minutes here about the Dream Big Princess campaign, which usually features the princesses of the popular features from Disney with some kind of track overlaying it, talking about empowering our daughters. What do you want for your daughter? Do you want her dreams to be boundless? Things like that. What do you make of the campaign?
I love that they're trying to empower girls again to dream outside of the box and to think of things that they would not have thought of. So they have girls and playing soccer and trying to be leaders in everything that they're trying to do, which is amazing. But they have no shots of any boys at all. And my boys have actually picked up on that and seen that and said, well, I have dreams as well. And so they think that maybe they're just not as good as girls because they can't dream as well as the girls can.
What is the message that Disney, either intentionally or inadvertently, is sending to boys like your sons?
They're intentionally trying to say, you're a boy, so you need to sit down and let the girls take control and let the girls do this. They've got this. You just need to stop talking.
I guess what I'm wondering here is, does it ruin the Disney stuff for you from this point on to realize that this is kind of the agenda they're pushing for the 21st century, at least up to this point?
I want to have these boys have a love of animation and the imagination that goes along with that. But I am looking very harshly at Disney and at all animation now. It can go along the lines of every TV show that we're watching and every movie that we're watching, is that men just don't have those strong character roles anymore. And so I'm actually looking at all media now because I'm worried about this trend.
Finally, someone says, Allison, they're cartoons. They may be big money makers and cost a lot to make, but it's just animation. What are you worried about?
But they're not cartoons. And we are showing our kids from a young age these shows that actually have a lot that they want to emulate. And so I remember things from when I was little, and I'm sure everyone remembers things from when they were little, movies or TV that they've watched. And that just kind of changes your whole perspective. And if they are being ingrained into this kind of behavior of, you're a boy, so you aren't as good as this girl, then there's a problem there.
Finally, isn't there really a huge inconsistency in Disney's approach when it comes to, they would say, they're trying to fit within the culture of gender inclusivity?
They are. They're trying to make sure that there's no one left out of the Disney family. And so that's why there's homosexual days or weeks and things like that. But they have seemed to miss a whole gender in their campaign, and I don't understand how they could have not seen this.
What would, if they could get back to doing things, telling the stories that inspire and empower both girls and boys, what would that kind of story be like in general terms?
I think it would be something that we see in our Bible, is the men and women working together as a family unit, as a strong unit together to save humanity, you know, in whatever aspect that they think.
Allison Hull is a pastor's wife and mother of four boys in Tomball, Texas. She's author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, Why Does Disney Hate Boys So Much Their Male Characters Are Losers? Read it for yourself at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Allison, thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about some federal regulation that requires doctors to perform gender transition procedures on children that was recently in Texas overruled. Stephanie Barclay of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty will be our guest on the other side of the break.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth, Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Risen Savior Lutheran Church, Basser, Kansas. Located just right outside the northwest corner of the metro Kansas City area, we have a growing congregation of people who come from over 13 different communities to see what God is doing here, who desire to only believe, teach, confess, and practice as the church always has. Risen Savior, Basser, Kansas. Check out our website, risensaviorlcms.org.
Your lifeline to the Lutheran worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Reformation approaches. A good time to ask, who are we as confessional Lutherans? What's our heritage? The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission has produced the Layman's Guide to Theological History. Go to the CLCC.org and see which of these presentations and books would be most helpful to you and your fellow parishioners. And consider becoming a member with us as the CLCC seeks to help more people know what it means to be a confessional Lutheran. The CLCC.org.
Are you tired of working nights, weekends, and odd hours trying to cover your bases at home just to make ends meet? At the Cleaning Authority, we call that the multi-job shuffle, and we want to end that for you right now. We'll train you in our proven, efficient cleaning methods, and you'll be partnered to work in pre-qualified homes. Call 314-416-8117 and walk away from the multi-job shuffle with a future in our St. Louis office, 314-416-8117.